This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's very simple. The behavioral psychologists, the psychological war experts, the globalists, want us to give up on our life force, our common sense, our parenthood, our instincts God gave us, but we're not. So what this family is doing is so beautiful. We should all back what they're doing, and we should realize this is the front lines of the fight. So whatever happens tomorrow, I know this stuff's going through court. You want the surgery, but you don't want the tainted blood. Please join us Sunday. That's a little bit later in the day, so I guess it'll be later in the morning, so it's not in the middle of the night for you. Or join us on Monday to give us an update here, because we're obviously all watching this so closely. So closing comments from Samantha Savage and Cole Reeves, and then, of course, Liz Gunn.
Hey, we are just overwhelmed with the amount of love and support through, Liz, through the legal team, the massive amount of lawyers that have grouped around us, incredible people. We're just, so in awe of their incredible, sacrifice to drop everything and then just come to the aid of our baby. And they didn't even know us to begin with, and now they're kind of like our best friends. We're loving on these people because they've shown that they're real human beings, not they've got no agendas apart from to get the baby fixed. And we're just so thankful for everyone that doesn't know us. It's this group ground, and that's hundreds of thousands of people. We're getting messages and we're getting support.
But that's the human instinct, is to stick together. That's civilization. That's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, we're just so proud of the New Zealand people for just rallying around us and rallying around this cause. We just want to thank everyone. It's not over. Everyone needs to continue to stand with us and fight, because this is just the beginning. It's not over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Liz?
And these people who are people who would love nothing more, Alex, than to be living their private lives uninterfered with by the state on their little farm with their kids running around that they'd so love and would lay down everything for. I am begging this woman who has shown no heart to us until now in the last 2-3 years, Jacinda Ardern, we have no other options. We actually need you as a people. We need you to stand up and say, this is wrong. I know you don't have that naturally, but with enough public pressure, with enough embarrassment, with enough shame from the world's population saying what you are doing to this couple is so wrong, you could step in, because we can't go through the courts, because we have to go back before that same judge. And who is he? How could he have made this decision when they admitted there is mRNA remnants in the blood and that the other blood is so pure? How could he have made this decision that this is for the best interests of baby Will's health? Do not underestimate how much this little baby and these brave parents mean to the people of New Zealand. Do not underestimate our spirit, and do not underestimate how many people around the world are enraged and standing with us against you, Jacinda, until you back down, do the right thing, stop this operation, and allow the parents to get the blood they want from the cleared pediatric donors who are unjabbed. Honor these parents and honor this baby, because it will absolutely go bad for you, and it's already bad enough. It will absolutely go bad if you force this operation tomorrow. We have no other way except to plead. Help us, Jacinda Ardern. In the eyes of the world, you are on show now.
Absolutely. It's already Thursday where you're at. It's Wednesday here. So I'm thinking like, oh, we'll get them on this weekend. But you're a day ahead of us. So come on tomorrow. Come on Friday. Give us updates. I've got a family member having surgery tomorrow, so I won't be here for the show, but I'll be here later in the day. And Owen will be hosting the show. But please come on and give us updates. And just God bless you and thank you so much. And I'll say this in closing. I look at the body language of Klaus Schwab and your prime minister, his agent. They look really scared right now. They look freaked out. And they should be, because humanity's awakening. All right, Samantha Savage, Cole Reeves, SaveBabyWill.com, Liz Gunn, please come on tomorrow if you can. If you can't, I know you're busy. We're all watching and praying. And obviously on the Friday show, I'll be back to cover it all. You're in Thursday. We are in Wednesday here. You're on the other side of the globe. God bless you. We're all praying for your beautiful baby. SaveBabyWill.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We love you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to Royce White. He's one of the smartest people when it comes to what's happening in the culture battles for the next hour. Then Owen Schroyer takes over at 3 p.m. Central. Everything I've done in my life has been about liberty and freedom. I've always loved justice. I've always hated bullies. And there are a few times in my life I went a little too far once I already knocked a bully down and I broke their ribs and stomped their brains out. But I've learned to back off at the point and to be more Christ-like. But I'll say this, better to be overzealous in the fight for liberty than to not have that spirit and to not have that will. That will to stand up for what's right and say no to tyranny. And we are in the midst of such an incredible time. I read the actuary insurance company reports, 30, 40 million people have been killed by these shots. I mean, and it's just beginning. I mean, it is such a nightmare. But we're going to fight through this together, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to win in the end. This is the big animating contest of liberty. This life on this planet is nothing but a test, and we are going through this test together. Now, let me do this, not because I like doing it, but because I got to do it to stay on air. Plus, these are things you really need. But it should be a no-brainer, but it's all in God's plan that I am constantly kept between the red and the black. I am constantly kept right on the line the last 4 years with being shut down. So, it's in God's plan. I'm not complaining. And maybe it's God's plan we shut down. But God works through you to decide if that's what needs to happen. So I need everybody watching or listening to not procrastinate, to reach out, to take action, and get great things you already need ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com, where we already have huge deals, the best ever. Up to 60% off with promo code 7076, double Patriot points for your next order, free shipping on orders $50 or more, reduced shipping costs everywhere. We got a lot better deal on shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. You need Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. It's the strongest turmeric out there. People love it. Our vitamin C is 1,100% super high quality organic, 1,100% daily alliance with the zinc and the rose hips to supercharge. It's the Linus Pauling Nobel Prize winning formula. That's there. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, super high quality. X2 sold out. X3 sold out. Ultra 12 is almost sold out. Vaso Beats is almost sold out. Supermel Vitality selling out. Superfilm Vitality selling out. It's all there. These are amazing products, the very best you can get. And they fund this operation. It was a straight donation, you'd be winning. You know we're doubling down. We're not backing down. But these are amazing products. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I salute you for all your past support. And buy products today. You can get the book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, signed or unsigned. We're going to end signed copies very, very soon. Great Christmas gifts. Please keep us on air. Because when you call and thank me, it's ass backwards. It's the cart in front of the horse. You are the reason we're here. You are the reason the word gets spread. You're the guys and gals that grab clips out of the show and share them. You're the people that do all that. You're the people that decide whether we're going to stay on air or not. You're the people that are going to decide whether this dog hunts. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, I know that Royce White's been a critic of some of these people, and he's got his own agenda. I haven't talked to him other than text a few days ago, so I don't know what he's about to cover. But I want to hit something in closing and just say this. I've challenged Kanye West, formerly Kanye West, into a friendly debate with Nick Fuentes. It's going to be two against one. to not try to discredit Ye, but to try to educate him from my own perspective. Because if he says he respects me, he's been listening for 15 years, well, then he should actually listen to me and at least take what I'm saying into account. Doesn't mean he has to agree with me. But I see the left pushing racial division, the left saying white people are inherently evil because they're white. And then I see Ye come out and say, well, I don't trust any Jew I meet because Jews might be bad. All I'm saying is that's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. You should judge people by what they stand for and who they are. I'm not saying there's not cabals in Hollywood and a Jewish mafia that's out there, but there's other mafias as well. But I played earlier Rutgers professor saying white people have got to be taken out. They're inherently evil because they have light skin. That is disgusting. Everybody knows that's stupid to judge somebody off what color they are. Again, everybody knows you go to a restaurant because it's got good food. You're not asking who's cooking it. You know, it's a Chinese restaurant or it's a soul food restaurant or it's a Mexican food restaurant or it's a Southern cooking restaurant. You go there because it's good. You listen to Jimi Hendrix because it sounds great, touches your soul, not because he was black. Or you listen to Waylon Jennings, not because he was white, because you know it touches your soul. It's the same thing, and it takes away our humanity to be in a group. We should be Christian. We should be Americans. We should be pro-human. We should be constitutionalists and then unify. And it doesn't matter whether your daughter's black and brings home a white guy, or your daughter's white and brings home a black guy, or vice versa, or you're Hispanic and somebody brings home an Asian person. It's their values and what they stand for and what's in their head, their spirit, that really decides who they are. So I see this Nick Fuentes thing. And I've just teased Nick a little bit, you know, on air, and called him Baby Hitler to his face while he was here. Because he never told me he loved Hitler, so I got in his face about it. I don't like Hitler. And he put this out. Alex Jones got the call with a Star of David. Everybody said, oh, he got the call. He's not in the group. I got the call of my conscience, the call of my history, the call of my research, the call that I know that World War II was more complex than we're told. I know British intelligence helped put Hitler in. I know all that went on. I know about World War I, the Treaty of Versailles, how the Germans got screwed over. But it doesn't mean at the end of the day, Hitler got 22 million Germans killed. He killed 20-something million Russians. It was a bad war. We don't need wars. We don't need that. And so these flippant responses about nobody gives me a call and tells me what to say, and everybody knows that. I say what I believe is right and that is unifying and is good for everybody. People in Israel are being given the most draconian shots. They have the highest death rate from the shots in the world. And I'm not lionizing Israel and saying they're all perfect. Why is Israel the supposed elite group and they're being given poison shots? There's something bigger here. And they're using all this race stuff to manipulate us and control us. I back free speech. I back Ye or Fuentes or anybody saying what they want. But it doesn't mean I then agree with them. Free speech doesn't mean I agree with everything you say or you put out a flippant call that Alex Jones attacked by the whole power structure. Everything after me that I supposedly got a call. Yeah, I got a call when they're trying to kill my ass. I got a call when these big mafias are suing me. I got a call when the ADL has their summits the last 4 years in a row. I'm their number one enemy, and it's real, and they shake with anger because I know they're race pimps, and they're closer to Hitler than even Ye is, and they're using race to control people, but they don't represent Jews. They're getting Jews persecuted to control and suck off Jews. I care about everybody knowing how the trick works. I'm like a guy tells you how the magician trick works. And they don't want that, folks. That's why they hate me. I'm telling you how the scam works, how they got a card up their sleeve and who they are. Because I want humanity to succeed and go forward in the future. I got the call of the Holy Spirit. I got the call from God. I got the call to tell the truth. I got the call to change the world, and I've done it. And so I say to all the authoritarians, whether Joseph Stalin or Xi Jinping or Adolf Hitler or any of these people, that I don't support them. I support Americana, and I support the New Renaissance, and I support the real Christian system, and I support our founding fathers, and that's who I am. Royce White takes over.
Couldn't have had a better intro than that. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm your guest host for the next hour. I'm Royce White, as Alex stated. The date is December 7th, the year of our Lord, 2022. And I plan to get into a lot of things over the next hour. After the midterm elections last night are now over, and I ran myself under the Republican Party's banner as an America First candidate, I think it's time now that we can just get everything out in the open and set the stage for 2024, because this is the fight of our lives. This is the fight for the country. It's happening right now. Yesterday was a huge blow, and I'll explain why in more depth on the other side of the break. So strap in, you know, get ready. Alex teases me a lot, says I'm too subdued on the show when I come on InfoWars, but that's because I respect Alex a great deal. I respect this InfoWars platform. I respect this historic time and this legendary opportunity to be able to share my ideas with this audience. I think this is the most spiritually awake audience in our country and around the world. But we're going to touch on identity today. We're going to touch on identity. We're going to touch on a number of other things as well. But we're going to drive hard on identity on the other side of the break, because there is an identity war, an identity manipulation, an identity three-card Monty that's being played that we as Americans and free people all around the world have accepted from this establishment. And it has us confused, chaotic, and unprepared.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to say that this is my first time hosting InfoWars from our new studio here at Free People Radio, as a podcast company that we've built for these most historic times, times where we need voices who are genuine and righteous. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to have this hour and share my thoughts with this great audience. I want to talk about identity. And on Friday night, Alex and I did an interview together, and I said that when you can't talk about people through their identity, through their traditions, through their culture, it becomes very difficult to talk about people, and it becomes very difficult to talk about history. History is essential to being human. It is the greatest, or one of the greatest gifts God gave to us. It allows us to have knowledge. It allows us to share knowledge from one generation to the next, or pass knowledge from one generation to the next. That is at the heart of much of the chaos and confusion that befalls our society today. And I want to go straight to the heart of the matter. Let's talk about the Jewish issue. Let's just get it out on the table, okay? The Jewish people have a 5,700 plus year oral and written tradition. To carry that tradition across 57 plus 100 years is more than many, or if not most, groups can attest to for themselves as a demographic, as a group of people. It is responsible for the United States Constitution in many ways. Yes, Christianity, of course, but Christianity was started by Jews. Okay. And Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. If you do not believe in God, you are not a Jew. Before the covenant between Abraham and God, there were no Jews. There was not a Jewish people. Really, you could argue that there wasn't a Jewish people until Jacob and Israel, or maybe even the Exodus. Even people in Israel and Orthodox Jews have a sort of disagreement about when to count the Jewish people as becoming a people based on having a nation. So when we talk about this Jewish issue, or the people who have used the Jew identity to shield themselves from criticism, let's call them who they are. They're anti-Jews. But let's not stop there. Let's not be so caught up in this, you know, childlike petulant animus that we let that three-card Monty distract us from the rest of the picture. And that's what Alex is trying to say. And I think he's right to say it. And I think any of you at home would be foolish to let a man who has 25 plus years talking about this establishment and doing more research and homework than any of us care to do. In fact, we come to listen to him because we don't find the time to do that homework, because we traded our freedom for security and materialism. But we didn't just trade it to an anti-Jewish global elite. Oh, no. Let's go back to the roots. Let's go back to the Enlightenment. Let's go back to the Renaissance. Let's go look at the ideologies, the philosophical ideologies that came out of the Enlightenment. Three central ideologies: liberalism, communism, neoclassicism. Even more so, secularism. What do we have here today? We have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I'll show you they're all ideologically based. One, scientism. That's the death horse. Two, and I'm using my notes here just to make sure. Two, communism. That's famine. We've seen it multiple times. Three, liberalism, war, the neocons, the neoliberal establishment, the ultimate warmongers. And number four is conquest, and that's globalism. We have an ideological identity issue. And here in America, we're supposed to be the bastion of free thought. We were supposed to be a safeguard against economic imperialism through a nation of shopkeepers in our Second Amendment that would allow us to defend against these type of ideological wars, these type of ideological hydras. But we've been too petty in America. We've been too immature. We've been too caught up in the WWE of American culture, of American history. And I'll say it clear as I can here today, because I'm not here to make friends with you. I don't want fans. I don't need fans. I'm a well-fit 31-year-old 6'8 male, okay? I'm 270 pounds, and I wear a 34 jean in the waist. I don't need fans or friends. I just want to tell the truth. And to be honest, I'm doing it for my own salvation. When you got people like Ethan Klein saying that they would crucify Christ again, I'm doing it for my own salvation. So you can listen or you cannot listen. Doesn't make me much difference. I'm not selling you used cars, okay? You're either going to buy it or you're not. There is a three-piece bracket on the American political spectrum right now. On the far left, you have a radical materialist ideology that reduces everything about our society down to price. On the far right, the real far right, not the Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, or Royce White far right. I mean the real far right, which does exist, right? The Negroes and Jews won't replace us. That sort of psyop, controlled opposition far right, that crowd, they believe in race superiority. They have a real, real hard-on for race. And then we got the middle, the money changers, the corrupt set status quo, the centrists. What's the common thread between all three brackets? Anti-God. They don't believe in God. In the middle, they believe in themselves. On the far left, they believe in utopian, egalitarian, communism. And on the far right, they believe in Darwin. Now, this is when the real question comes in of you can get so far right or left that they become the same. And that's when you see things in four dimensions and not two. Because what makes you people who believe in Darwin think that you're Christian? This is the scam that was played on us. You people who believe in the evolution theory do not believe in God. Darwin was the railhead. He was the sine qua non of anti-God philosophy. He was the sine qua non of anti-God Western education. As soon as they started teaching everybody in the schools evolution, the Bibles went right out the door. And you people fancy, you people on the far, far right, you people fancy yourself Christians. Oh, no. Let's just get it clear. Because, again, I don't want fans. I want fighters. And we, the Christians, this is our doing. This is our letdown. This is our lack of faith. This is our lack of spiritual fortitude. This is us on the conservative side, on the right, trading God, trading the one true God, selling out the one true God and his only begotten son for tax exempt status and homosexuality. This is what we've done. Let's not talk about Negroes and Jews. We had the country. We had the country. We gave it away. And we're going to talk more about how we gave it away on the other side of the break.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Royce White, your guest host for the hour, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. And right now we are getting deep on identity and the three-card Monty that has been played that we, the American people, have bought into. And yes, we have bought into it. We want to get hung up with the Jews or the white supremacists or the blacks or the Hispanics or the Chinese or the blah, 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 blah. Don't think that those of us who really see with clarity don't understand that many from within, we the people, have used all of this sort of identity bickering as an excuse to get out of having to take action. Don't think we don't see that. Don't think we don't see you. I'm not so in need of adulation and fandom that I can't call people out. And that's what we're going to get to now. That's the part we have to get to after last night's election, going into 2024, where the fate of this country and freedom all around the world is on the line. Let's just get right down to it. Who's going to actually fight? Who's willing to fight, not bicker, but fight? Who's willing to throw their ideas in the arena and have their ideas picked apart meticulously like they did when they started this country, right? When you meet for 3 months and the best idea wins, who's ready to do that in order to save this country? Fascism, liberalism, communism, is all statism. And there's one common theme. It's anti-God. And let me just show you how this works. You get a group of people from within a nation, like I said on Friday night, who were the working class. They became the bourgeoisie. Then they unionized. Then they cut off social mobility and rigged the system, instituted a military state to safeguard their power. That's who the Nazis were. That's who the liberals are in this country. And I was asked on the internet over the weekend, well, where's the 6 million Jews that were killed in Germany here in America? Oh, Planned Parenthood. Don't think that I don't see the anti-Jew motif and how they use that identity and weaponize and hijack that identity to take advantage of other common Jews. And even, in fact, some of them are willing to sacrifice their clansmen, their brethren, in the pursuit of power. But that's no different than some of you white folks out here. That's no different than some of you Negroes out here. All of us from every group of people have exhibited the proclivity to sacrifice our own in pursuit of our own selfish ambitions. This, I can talk about that because I come from a black community where we sit in the position we do in society, dumb, degenerate, and unempowered, because many from the black bourgeoisie have negotiated the terms of our contract with the government and the corporatocracy with their own selfish gain in mind. And that's what we live under here. Let me tell you the difference between liberalism and fascism. Fascism doesn't hide its state tyrannical ambition. Liberalism hides it in the corporation. That's all that's happened here in America. That's what liberalism hid its tyranny, its long, long game of tyranny in the corporation, in the idea of free markets. Well, how free are the markets, really? How free do you think these markets actually are? Let me show you how it works. Let me show you how it works when a nation of shopkeepers is undermined by economic imperialism. You get the banks, like the Fed, to raise the interest rates. And then anybody, small business or middle market entrepreneur that has a bank loan or a covenant, gets their business liquidated when they can't make covenant. And then the banks and the Fed, piracy. And this is one of the three go-to business methods of the globalist model. Piracy, drugs, slavery. Here in America, we got all three. Yeah. Are there many anti-Jews that are involved in this practice? Absolutely. But how about all of us? How about, let's go back to where this all began. It was never okay for us to charge interest. Now we're out way over our skis. There was something profound in the Bible in warning about what type of social circumstance greed yields, interest yields. There's a reason why it was forbidden. There's a reason why we, us at home, allowed ourselves to stray away from that biblical teaching. For what end? We were lazy, sloth. That's what it was. Oh, this whole heresy begins with the Industrial Revolution, where man thought that we were smart enough to outmaneuver God's curse against us, to have to sweat by the toil of our brow. We said, oh, no, 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 God, we got a better idea. We got a better idea for you. We're going to give you the finger by scientifically mitigating the process of work and food and agriculture. And then we got so high up on our horse, we said, oh, wait a second. Oh, we don't have to farm anymore. We don't have to live with the land. We don't have to live in the natural way. Now, let's just see what else we could invent. And we have this sort of sickness in our minds that scientific evolution, that scientific progress is in all cases a net positive. And you know who you get when you think that way? Klaus Schwab, whose influence listed right there on Wikipedia, if we could bring it up, and I hate to ever bring up Wikipedia because I have huge contention about what it means to be an authoritative source. My Wikipedia you could pull up and it's full of lies. This guy's Wikipedia, he probably hand wrote himself. And if we could, please, producer, pull up Klaus Schwab's Wikipedia. Right there listed is singular influences none other than Henry Kissinger. Sine qua non of the modern post-World War II democratic liberal order anti-Jew establishment. They're right there together. And who was Klaus Schwab? His father was a Nazi. You people can't accept it at home. You're too pig-headed to see the scam that's being run on you. This left-right paradigm is a hoax. That's where the info war is. That's the actual scam that's being run on you. That's the psyop. I mean, we could get to the dopamine and the social media and the history of slavery and a whole bunch of other. The real prominent psyop is that we all must come together under global governance or else Hitler is bound to show up again and kill us all. And in order to do that, there are all these identities that we must protect because Hitler went after those people. But nobody talks about America being in on it. Nobody talks about the crown being in on it. Nobody talks about these anti-Jews like Kissinger coming after the fact and picking up Nazi scientists like Klaus Schwab, who's an engineer who came from, he came from Switzerland. So I guess that means he's not a Nazi. Well, Adolf Hitler was from Austria. So, I mean, you don't have to be German to be a Nazi. We know that from the Ukraine, right? When the Jews came across the Ukraine, when the Nazis marched across the Ukraine and the Ukrainians threw the swastika on, see? Some of us know the actual history. They killed 6 million Jews in the Ukraine. Where did we send the other Operation Paperclip scientists and Nazi party leaders that didn't come to America or Argentina? We set them up in the Eastern Bloc in Europe. Some of us know the history. Some of us check the record. Some of us read the fine print. You people at home that are stupid enough to actually believe we are sitting in a dichotomy of Jews, powerful anti-Jews on one side, and people who believe that white have a superior race on the other side, you people are the controlled opposition. And how dare you try to create this narrative that if we say that Alex isn't in the club anymore, he didn't meet the criteria of our white superiority. That makes you a patriot. That makes you a Christian. It makes you a coward. Come tell it to me. I like that kind of energy. Come tell it to me. And I'll tell you exactly how you've used that as an excuse to get out of the fight that's in front of us. So you can sit at home on the internet and type away your bickering. See you on the other side of the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live from here in Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. We've had a great show this afternoon, and I'm so thankful to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host this hour. We've been talking about identity. We've been talking about the three-card Monty that we've bought into that keeps us busy and bickering back and forth instead of taking action. And we wonder how we got here. We all want to pass the buck. We all want to pass the baton. We want to throw it off on somebody else. Well, the truth is we gave up our freedom. We did at home. We thought that security and radical materialism was a better idea. And if we didn't believe that, then we could change this country in an instant. There is no power out there. There is no international or national governing body that has more power than we, the people. You know where that power comes from? It comes from the example of Christ, the willingness to lay one's life down, to sacrifice oneself in the interest of a higher moral or ethic. That's what we've lost. That's why we're losing. We've been outflanked. We've been outflanked by the most masterful manipulators in human history. The single most masterful manipulator, Satan, but all of his minions have now coagulated into institutions. And we like to fancy ourselves rebels. We like to fancy ourselves opposition. But when does it begin? When does it begin? Why did Herschel Walker lose the election yesterday in Georgia? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, the integrity of the elections is surely in question. There's no doubt about that. And they've been in question for a long time. But let's talk about it from a cultural standpoint. Black people who have been told a grand lie about the nature of this country's politics and this country's history went out and voted against Herschel Walker. And who did they vote for? Raphael Warnock, who went up on The View, and this is about a year ago, he went up on The View and sang his own praises for being elected with a Jewish senator, that he was proud that after January the 6th, that Georgia saw its first Jewish and black senators. Well, there it is, folks. I mean, that's the nexus right there of social and cultural politics here in our country. But who's going to fight it? Are you going to fight it at home? Or are you going to pick up your Bible and go into the belly of the beast and knock on some doors and tell these black folks who have been lied to, these people are not the true representation of middle and rural America? See, we thought that we could run from Satan. We were naive. We were arrogant. We were too self-aggrandized. There's no running from Satan. The only thing you can do to Satan is rebuke and refute. The only thing you can do to Satan is have faith. Demonstrate your faith. Demonstrate your charity. Demonstrate your love. That's what the story of Jesus Christ is about. It's about love. So, and I don't say love in some colloquial kumbaya way. I mean, actually, the application of love is a mechanism to find truth. A truth that we have let be obscured by our own selfish desires. That's why a bunch of young black people in the inner city actually believe that Raphael Warnock, the communist, has their best interest at heart. Why? Well, let's talk about it. Who was probably behind the Herschel Walker campaign? Who donated money to the Herschel Walker campaign? Who probably sabotaged the Herschel Walker campaign from within? The Uniparty, the Republican establishment, that many of you sit at home and say, oh, you know what? I don't want to be involved in politics because the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I'm an independent. I'm a libertarian. Oh, give me a break. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Saying you're a libertarian or you're an independent is like saying I'm a far leftist, anti-corporate Marxist. Means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. The politics of this country have surrounded you and swallowed you whole. You have no power. Pull up the results of the Senate race here from last night with Herschel and make sure that you include the third party, the Libertarians, who took 80,000 votes that should have obviously went to Herschel Walker, because anybody who with any sense, with any logic, understands that currently in our country, the American political landscape is such that the Libertarians are much closer to the Republicans in almost virtually every way than the far left communists who want the ultimate form of government. Well, can we please pull up the election results? 80,000 votes. Herschel lost by, 50, 45, something like that. Who are the independents? There are no independents. They caucus with the Democrats. Who are you if you're saying you're an independent? You are a Bernie supporter. You vote with Bernie. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself at home. This is a scam that we're running on ourselves, that we've accepted. That we in the black community, we've accepted it. the black community actually wants to believe that there's some, and I'm in this age group, right, at 30 years old, where I see a lot of my peers post these pictures on Instagram or wherever it is, TikTok, whatever, as though there's some affluent, you know, metropolitan world traveler, and they got their own independent business, and you know, now they're going to become entrepreneurs, which is a great ambition, and I salute that. We should have more entrepreneurs and more shopkeepers. But then why would you vote? Why would you opt for a welfare state? Raphael Warnock went on The View with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, another example of the black bourgeoisie and anti-Jew nexus, and bragged about having come from public housing, that this him being elected senator was a symbol of America being a great country because he was able to come from public housing and make his way all the way up to the Senate. The Democrats plan to expand public housing to the global scale. You came from the belly of the welfare state, Raphael Warnock, Warcuck. You came from the belly of the welfare state, and you now govern the expansion of the welfare state. There's nothing about that that equals prosperity for black people. There's nothing about that that gives black people equity or ownership. It makes them permanent wards. It makes them serfs. It makes them slaves to a global economic elite. Makes them slaves to the International Monetary Fund or the Bank of the World Bank or the Federal Reserve or Davos or the CCP or any number of global institutions. Makes them slaves. But it's our fault. It's our fault in the conservative movement, in the Republican movement, in the Christian movement. We have allowed them to tell this story and sit at home and bicker about how we're so angry, bicker about how we're so upset. You don't need the news to spread the word. You don't need the news or the six major media companies to spread the gospel. And many people sit at home and watch Fox News like they're not the controlled opposition. You don't need any of those people to tell the truth. All you need is yourself. See, we've been caught up in this. The real scam of this culture is that they built this sort of image of heroes and idols and icons. And we lose sight that God gave each of us a mouth and a spirit and a mind and a will, free will, that we could do with what we will. What have we chosen? We've chosen to give our freedom over to a super state in pursuit of radical materialism and security. And now we sit on the door of destruction. Now this country sits on the precipice of destruction. And there's going to be a knife fight. There's going to be an all-out knife fight about who's going to lead this movement, which ideas should lead this movement when the revolution happens, and there's a revolution happening right now. What ideas are going to win? What ideas are going to be left standing? Everyone better get prepared at home. Everybody better get prepared to find it in their heart to connect with the one true God and the example of his only begotten son and use that in your everyday life to march forward and fight for the future of this country, because the future of this country is tied to your future. If you can't do that, if you want to be caught up in petty culture wars that are a complete look away and distraction, get ready for the gulags. And let's see how much bickering you can do then.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.